You're listening to The Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 97.
Welcome to The Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, Alex Pardo here, coming back at you with another Q&A show here. And it is, before I get into the heart of today's show, I want to talk about a little bit about just everything going on in my life, personally, professionally. So many things have happened in 2017. It's incredible how time flies. I'm getting ready for the birth of my baby girl. Our second daughter is on the way here any minute. So wish me luck. Send me good prayers, good love, good vibes. Would be greatly, greatly appreciated. I'm really, really looking forward to the birth of Alessia. And so that's obviously a huge change coming in my life. And with the business, you know, sometimes when you kind of experience highs and lows in your personal life and in your business, you have to be very self-aware. You know, that's something that Gary Vaynerchuk has spoken a lot about recently, is the power of self-awareness, right? And you have to just take stock and inventory of what you're good at, you know, where your strengths are, where some of your weaknesses are, and really doubling down on your strengths, right? As opposed to focusing so much of your weaknesses and then maybe taking away some of that juice and power from your strengths. And I wasn't happy, you know, several months ago, I wasn't happy with some of the things, you know, we're in a results-driven business. And so at the end of the day, you know, you might feel very busy and like you're doing certain things, but at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, are you getting the results you want, right? That's really what this is all about. We've touched on this topic on so many different episodes, and it's kind of an underlying theme is, you know, we've talked about simplicity in the past. We've talked about consistency. A recent episode that I got a lot of love for was scaling down. You have to keep an eye on results. What are the results that you're after in your business, and are you achieving them? You know, is your team achieving them? If you have a team, do you have that accountability in place? And so kind of tying into my man, George Casey, somebody here locally in my market that I've recently gotten to know, young, hungry entrepreneur, you know, trying to make it in this business. He went over to our site. If you click on Ask Alex, I want to encourage you guys. You can reach out to me there. Ask me any questions you have. And, you know, he recently submitted a question as it relates to time management, right? And how can you be productive? How do you structure your day? You know, one of his, basically the heart of his question was, you know, how do successful real estate investors structure their day? And George, I'd love to give you a black and white answer, although I don't know if one exists, because it's on a, that's highly determined by the individual, by the person. And it's just on a, you got to take that on a case by case basis. And what I mean by that is, I want to kind of throw the question back at you and anybody listening in who, you know, is would like to be the fly in the wall of somebody that you might look up to, whoever that might be. And you wonder, how does this person structure their day? First of all, I encourage you to do exactly what George did, is reach out to people. You know, sometimes you don't, I've always subscribed to the belief and to the theory that you don't ask, you don't get. You know, closed mouths don't get fed, right? That quote or that saying. And so if there's somebody that you're trying to emulate, and I'm not saying or suggesting that George is trying to emulate me, but you know, if you're aspiring to be at a certain level, find people that are doing what you're doing, right? That's always a good practice, and find out how they structure their day. What are they doing? And by no means do I claim to be an expert in this area, because I have experimented with a lot of different routines. And I've talked in the past about the power of the daily ritual, you know, and so I just want to kind of share with you some of the things that I've learned along the way. Some things have worked for me, some things haven't. And so the first thing I want to challenge you with is, you know, what's the vision that you have for your life and for your business? And the reason that's so important is because I think so many people start by trying to structure their day and organize their day, and yet it's not in alignment with the vision that they have or don't have for their life and for their business. Does that make sense? And so what I mean by that is, what kind of lifestyle do you want to live? What kind of life do you want for you, for your family? What kind of business do you want to have? You got to get crystal clear on that first before you even try to figure out how to structure your day. Otherwise, you might be structuring your day in a way that is, again, not in alignment with the kind of business you want to have, with the kind of lifestyle you want to have. And a common question I get when I, you know, when I've spoken to people about this is, well, Alex, the kind of lifestyle that I want to have right now is not feasible or possible because my business isn't at that level, or because I don't have this or I don't have that, whether it's time, money, resources, whatever it might be. Get your vision down on paper. Spend a lot of time in this area. Get crystal clear and don't worry about the how. Just worry about what is that vision. Get it down on paper first, and that's going to reveal itself. Okay. And what I want to encourage you to do is, every week or every couple of weeks, experiment with different daily routines until you find something that works for you, because I can tell you exactly how my day is structured and that may work for you, but chances are it won't, because you might have a different lifestyle or because you have a completely different schedule. You might be working a 9-to-5, you know, you might have 5 or 6 kids when I only have one with a second on the way. I mean, there's just so many different variables, right? And I don't think there's a black and white answer to this. Always, you know, educating yourself and reading books on time management and how to be more productive, that's always a good idea. But don't look for a one size fits all. What I want to encourage you to do is go out there and experiment with different things. You know, are you a morning person? Are you a late night person? Are you grind until I get done whatever I got to get done type of person, and hours don't matter? Or are you trying to run this business part-time because you have a full-time job? I mean, again, there's so many different factors at play here. And so you got to really take stock of the kind of life you want, the kind of business you want, get clear, put that on paper. That's the first step. And then once you have that, now you can start to leverage some of the tools and techniques out there, like, you know, working in sprints and not marathons, right? So one of the things I always like to do is I try to get up as early as possible. I've experimented with getting up as early as 4 in the morning. I've experimented with getting up at 7 in the morning, you know, because I just felt like doing that, and then seeing if I could be more productive with the hours that I do work versus having to feel like I'm working 12, 14, 15, 16 hour days. Because I'll tell you something right now, I will take the person that works a solid, productive 4 or 5 hours a day versus the person that works 12 to 15 hours a day, but they're only productive 2 or 3 or 4 of those hours. Does that make sense? So it's not so much, try to eliminate the feeling of always feeling busy and having the mindset that that's actually a good thing. Busy doesn't always translate to productivity, and productivity doesn't always translate to results. And so be very aware and crystal clear of what it is that you are doing on a daily basis. What's working for you as far as results are concerned, and what's not working for you. Okay. And this sounds very simple, but I think once you put pen to paper, and you take inventory of some of the tasks that you do consistently on a daily basis, a lot will be revealed from going through that exercise. And so, yeah, you definitely want to work in sprints. And what I mean by that is, you know, you want to carve out a good 50 minutes to an hour to just focus on that one task, and then take a break for 15 minutes and then go back to that and focus on another task, or maybe even the same task for the same 50 minutes to an hour, and then take a half hour break and repeat the cycle, right? So 1 hour on, 15 minutes on, 1 hour on, 30 minutes off. Did I say that right? 1 hour on, 15 off, 1 hour on, 30 off. Okay. And repeat that cycle. I've done that, and I continue to do that. Now, let me be totally transparent and authentic. I sometimes fail miserably. Sometimes I have so much going on in my day that I'm going a million miles a minute, and then I look back and I'm feeling a bit fatigued or tired at 6-7 o'clock at night. And it's because I've just been going. But one of the things I love to do is I like to go to the gym in the middle of the day. So 11 o'clock, I'll get with my trainer and I'll just carve out an hour and I'll just do a high intensity workout. And before you know it, you know, 2 hours of my day are gone just from the drive there and back. And I feel rejuvenated. I come back to whatever I'm working on and I feel refreshed, right? And so that goes back to the kind of lifestyle you want, the vision you want. For you, it might be taking your kids to the park. That's one thing I do with my daughter, Ariana, is every now and then, you know, we'll walk to the park, which is not too far from where I live, and I'll just hang out an hour there, you know, and I'll completely disconnect, right? And I'll come back. And so even though I technically wasn't working in that hour, it was in alignment with my vision, with the time I want to spend with my family. And oftentimes that rejuvenates you and it gives you the energy and the strength to keep going and push through when you need to. So hopefully that makes sense. But George, man, I hope I answered your question, man. You know, if I didn't, you know, shoot me a message, let me know. We can talk a little bit more about it. But as far as like what a successful investor's day looks like, that all varies. That's just, it's very, very different. And forget necessarily about how other people do it, but think about how you want to do it. And then when you put these tasks and these meetings and all these different things that you want to accomplish on your calendar, figure out first, like block off time for your personal life, for your family, and then fit in the business task and some of the things that you have to do for your career and for your business, then fit it in. I think so many people, that's why I love, you know, Sean McCloskey, Steve Cook, and those guys from Life in Air. You know, Life in Air is all about creating a vision for your life first and then fitting your business around that. Or I shouldn't say fitting your business around that, but carve out time for your life. Right. And then does your business support the vision for your life? Right. And I think a lot of people have that equation reversed where they're so focused on making money, they're so focused on their business, and then their personal life suffers, their relationships suffer. They don't spend enough time with their family. They feel like there's not enough hours in the day. And that's because they haven't taken the time to get crystal clear on the vision for their life first and then for their business. So if this is a topic you want me to kind of do more of a deep dive in the future, let me know. I want to encourage you, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to the masterclass that we just had with Corey Boatwright on Monday, definitely check that out. FlipEmpire.com/episode 96. And this Monday, I got a really cool masterclass coming up. So look forward to having you tune in to check it out. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to FlipEmpire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.